Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Kia ora, Rob.
Good morning, good morning.
You were just doing like a proper...
Oh, I was limbering up.
Like a boxer, almost.
Wow,
it's
I don't
very
know
impressive.
That. More like an Alsatian or a poodle, probably.
Two very different kinds of dogs there.
Right, St. Patrick.
St. Patrick.
Now, I'm going to say a few things about him, and if you want to celebrate St. Patrick's Day after you know what it's all about, good for you.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Right, first off, he actually wasn't Irish. He was born in what was known at the time as Britannia, which now is Wales.
Okay.
Very wealthy parents at the end of the 4th century, and his father was a Christian deacon and he was Roman.
Okay, right. So we're talking in the Roman era.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. At the age of 16, he was taken prisoner by a group of Irish raiders who were attacking his family's estate. So they took him prisoner, transported him back to Ireland, where he spent 6 years in captivity. And during that time, he worked as a shepherd.
Mm.
So lonely and afraid, he turned to religion, becoming a devout Christian. And it is believed that that's when he began to think about converting the Irish people to Christianity. After 6 years as a prisoner, he escaped. And according to his writings, a voice, which he believed was God, spoke to him in a dream. Shouldn't have had that little stop there, should I? telling him it was about time to leave Ireland. So, like, off you go. So
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure this is not how he did it, but because you were talking about him being a shepherd and being alone and then trying to get out, I just kind of imagined him riding a sheep into the sunset, which I'm sure is not really the buzz. But anyway,
carry on. That sounds really good. Eventually got back to Britain. And again, in his writings, he had another revelation. An angel in a dream told him to return to Ireland as a missionary and convert everyone to Christianity.
Ooh.
So he goes to vicar school, or whatever it's called, for religious stuff, for like 15 years, which seems an excessive amount of time, really, or he wasn't very good.
It could be either. Yeah. So anyway, he had to do it a couple of times, failed his exams.
After he was ordained as a priest, he was sent back to Ireland, and his mission was to minister to Christians already living in Ireland. So a lot of people think he brought Christianity to Ireland, but he didn't. There was already Christians there.
Okay.
And to convert everyone else. At the time, most Irish people practiced a nature-based pagan religion, but not for long, unfortunately.
Missionaries.
And the story of Patrick, have you ever heard the story about him getting rid of all the snakes out of Ireland?
Now, I kind of know very vaguely
well,
around this.
Well, that is in reference to getting rid of all the paganism of Ireland.
Aww, it's a stink, isn't it?
So when I actually thought about it, I didn't know this, he was never canonised by the Catholic Church. So he's not a real...
He's
not a real saint.
How do you get canonised? What's the like criteria
put
for being canonised?
I don't know. Maybe you should ask Amelia that.
Yeah, she would know.
Maybe I should have looked into that.
You know who will know? The BFM listeners will know.
Yes.
How do you get canonised? What do you have to do? What's the criteria? Yeah. What's the checklist? Yeah.
But I was actually, when I read all this, I was thinking about it and I thought, you know what? I think, personally, he wanted to get back at the Irish people for being captured and taken over there. It was like a revenge thing.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then I thought, would it be a better place if we... religion and that Catholics and Protestant and all that never happened and we were still doing all the pagan stuff. That would be quite cool.
It'd be fun.
Or would it? I don't know.
Well, we would find out in a parallel time stream,
but,
I guess.
But, you know, I don't know.
So when is St. Patrick's Day?
It's either today or tomorrow. I should have checked that as well, shouldn't I? Wow.
It's one of the days of this week.
It's sometime this week.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
But obviously it's like everything. It doesn't really mean anything anymore. It just means getting drunk, drinking Guinness and wearing green stuff.
Fair enough.
Right, now.
What else have you got
for
us this morning?
I've got a bit of Jacinda news. She's got a new species of wetter has been named after her.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
It's the Hermandrus Jacinda.
The Hermandrus...
Hemiandrus.
Ah, yes.
And I thought, oh, that's really good. When I looked at it, she's actually so far had four things named after her.
What else has she had named after her?
An ant from Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Called the Crematogaster Jacindi.
Why have they decided to name these things after the Prime Minister of New Zealand?
I think the Saudi thing was after what happened in Christchurch and her reaction to it and all that. a large-bodied ground beetle from Waikato, the Mesodema jacinta, and finally a new species of lichen discovered in Auckland in 2019. It's the Ocellarina jacinta ardeni, or the jacinta barnacle lichen.
Ah, so, okay, if you were going to be, you know, remembered through being named after something, what would you want to be named
after? I've written it down.
After you. A praying mantis or a stick insect?
Because that's what I look like.
The Robert Bollocks praying mantis.
But it's got to be in Latin. Why do they make it? Why does it have to be in Latin? If you're a BFM listener, tell me that and you know. Is it just so I can't pronounce it?
Exactly. That's exactly
why.
Why
do they do that?
They were thinking
now?
About you and trying to pronounce it the whole time.
But I mean, why do they do it still?
I don't know. Science and stuff.
To make it sound flasher than what it really is.
Yeah, they're dropping Latin as an NCEA subject though, so.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, Stephen Pryor will have a few things to say about that.
He will. I had to do some Latin at school.
Did you?
I think everybody in the whole world who studies Latin at high school uses the same textbooks. I think there's only one set of textbooks. There's a very niche part of the internet which is like memes about those Latin textbooks, and I only did it for like a year as a, you know, extracurricular sort of thing, and even I find those memes quite...
Well, I never knew that.
Quite
they didn't
a lot.
Have that at my school.
Yeah, no. I didn't love it, to be honest. Some people do, though, and, you know, all power to them.
Yeah.
Well, praying mantis, the Rob Bollocks praying mantis would be quite a good one. Have you got a poem for us today,
yes,
Rob?
Yes, I have.
All right, I better hit this sting then.
Yes.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, this one is about swearing.
Oh, yes.
Okay. It's a strange one. It all depends on the context. Is it edgy? Is it bleep? But in the right circumstances, it can be really deep. But swearing for swearing's sake really is cheap and unclassy. But saying that, you should have heard me Monday after the Spurs game. My language would have put Frankie Boyle to shame. So in these circumstances, it was right because we played total shite. So if you're listening, kids, swearing isn't clever or funny. But if you do... get a swear box, at least you'll save lots of money.
Hey,
thank you.
There we go. Very good. A nice message for us.
Yeah, don't do it, kids. It's not clever.
I mean, I love that this is coming on the heels of your...
Well, that's why
your song in the top 10.
Because that's not me. Do you know what I mean? I'm not like that.
There's a time and a place.
Yes.
And Emma, your new track is the time and the place, perhaps.
Yes.
If you haven't heard Rob's track, it's a big one. It's very rude. We probably can't get away with playing it two times before 9 o'clock in a row. But if you want to vote for it in the 95 BFM Top 10,
yes,
you can text
do.
The word vote and then the bard to 5395. Yep. Or you can vote for anything else
vote
you
for
like.
Anything
sound
else would be great. Just vote.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
What tune have you picked for us this morning, Rob?